Week, I know Cole was paying attention last week when he was here, is chapter 15, right? Chapter 15. So it starts out with an argument. Remember, Cole wasn't actually here. He doesn't remember. But it starts out with an argument, correct? Right? Remember that?
Sure.
It is about whether the Gentiles needed to be circumcised or not in order to be saved. And then it went all the way to the Jewish council or the Jerusalem council, and they came back with an answer which was no, they do not need to be circumcised, right, in order to be saved, right? We all remember that, right, TJ? Right? Just say correct, please.
Correct.
All right, so we find Paul and Barnabas. They're back in Antioch, right? They return to their home base, if you will. And then they're there, they're preaching, they're doing good. But Paul does not like the moss to grow underneath his feet, right? Anybody know what that means? It's old, kind of an old saying. No? Yeah, stay in one place for too long. He doesn't like to stay in one place for too long. So we'll pick it up in Acts 15, 36. Andy.
Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of
all right, so I just stopped here just for a second, just because to me it shows how much they care, right? Because if they didn't care, they'd probably, let's go someplace new, someplace with a pool so we can hang out, someplace cool. But no, they care so that they wanted to keep in contact with the people they were close to, right? I'll tell you about Jesus now, figure it out on your own, I'm just going to abandon you, not going to leave you. They weren't that type of person. They cared. They were there to help. Just like Jesus is there to help us, that he'll never forget about you. He's never going to forget about you, and he's always there if we have questions or concerns. All we have to do is ask. In Isaiah 49:15. Isaiah 49:15. Maddie?
Sure.
Sorry, sometimes those pages are so little or thin. All right, so this is kind of, one of those things where, you go to an extreme and then God goes further, because the bond between a mom and her child is huge. Is huge. I mean, it's probably the most human bond or humanic bond that there can be. Because they carry you, and they care for you, they feed you, and so it's a huge bond, right? Sometimes moms become like grizzly bears, don't mess with their kids, or the moms don't come after them. So it's a huge bond, but even if they would forget, that's huge, but God's love is even bigger, and he has a bond towards us what's even bigger than that. That's what I was saying. Yeah, he will never forget you. Even if your mom forgets you, God will never forget you. Let's go back in Acts. So I just wanted to point out that God cares, right? In Acts 15, 37 through 41. Kayla?
Barnabas was determined to take with with them John Colmore, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
So what just happened? What just happened? It's huge. Something big happened. What just happened?
They parted ways.
They parted ways, right? Paul and Barnabas. You know, Paul and Barnabas, I felt like they were BFFs, right? Best friends forever. You know, nobody ever argues with their BFF, right? So does anybody ever argue with their best friends? You guys do?
One time. All the time.
No. It's normal. Sometimes it happens, right? And Luke is the author here. He's the one who wrote Acts. And he shows a human side to these two men. They're not perfect, right? And that's the human side. And sometimes in life, or even in ministry, there will be some disagreements. Now, Luke tells us a story of two men that started off on one path, on the very same path. Now they're on two different ones. You know, he doesn't really tell us, Paul's right here. Or he doesn't tell us Barnabas is right here. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say anybody's wrong. He doesn't say anybody's right. He just tells us what kind of happened. The situation, what happened, and that they split. But Luke does tell us that the contention became so sharp. What do you think that means? Intense, right? It actually, the word they use to tell us that is the same word we get paroxysm. And everybody knows what paroxysm means, right? It's that $10 word when nobody ever uses. Maybe in a medical field they use it, but paroxysm is the sudden attack or violent expression of a particular emotion or activity. So it's kind of an outburst. So it's like, they were just really getting at it. So it's not just a little argument. It's a very intense and bad argument, is what it says. So why were they arguing? Why this paroxysm happen?
Because of Mark,
right? Exactly, because of Mark. What happened with Mark? Anybody remember what? Oh, it's not up there anymore. All right, let me tell you. So, John Mark, which he didn't have two first names. It's just like Paul and Saul, right? John is his Hebrew name. And Mark is his Roman name. So Mark was Barnabas' cousin, just to let you know. He was his cousin. And I don't think that's the only reason he wanted to take him along on the trip. But Barnabas may have had a soft spot for him, because he's family, right? And maybe Barnabas wanted to give Mark a second chance. However, Paul didn't want to do that. He didn't want to take him because he left him in the middle of the last mission trip they just were on. So in first look at this, it seems like theologically or with God, Barnabas was probably more in the right? Because he's wanting to give him a second chance, where Paul's like, no. We see back in Acts 13:13. Yeah, so that they could hear you.
Now when Paul and his party set sail.
Don't know if it's on. Oh.
What's up?
Is it battery on? It's not lighting up.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is it green?
No.
Nope.
It's not.
It's dead.
Did you give him the wrong one?
Some Patmos. Patmos.
Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Persia and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem.
All right, so if you remember, I drew this little map, and so we were here, and they started out, and they went to here, and they were here, and instead of going with them to here, Mark went, oh, no, I'm going back here, all right? So now it doesn't really say why, does it?
No.
So this is going to be spectatory, and I'm going to tell you why people think certain ways, and we just can't take everything with a little bit of grain of salt, a little grain of salt, if you will. I do have some feelings about what happened. So Paul and Barnabas, you know, they just successfully witnessed to their first Gentile ruler, which was Sergius Paulimus. Right? And they went up against a sorcerer named Bar-Jesus. I don't know if you guys remember that, but he went up against them, and they won, right? Now, was that too much for Mark? Was it too much? Was it too intense? He wasn't sure. You know, we're not positive. But maybe Mark was among those certain Jews that weren't really quite sure how to accept Gentiles being saved. You know, maybe he wasn't sure. And maybe he went home to Jerusalem to kind of tell on Paul. Oh, you can't believe what Paul did. He saved a Gentile. Remember, there's still, even though it's been years that a Gentile has been saved and received the Holy Ghost, there's still tension. Because that's that whole tension about whether or not they need to be circumcised to be saved. Right? So there's still tension. And the reason people come up with this is we could find out in Galatians, if we turn to Galatians 2, chapter 2, 11 through 13. And Cole, can you read that? I passed it.
Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I was stood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when he came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision, and the rest of the Jews also played hypocrites with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Proper. Yeah. We know what we mean, right?
Yeah.
Being fake, right? So Paul's not saying Peter and Barnabas think the Gentiles need to be circumcised to be saved. It's not saying that. You know, they both fought with Paul on that decision. That decision that no, they don't need to be saved. But it seemed like they were worried about the other Jews, how they viewed them. And so they kind of backed away from loving on the Gentiles, right? It's kind of like they were worried about the cool kids, so they didn't want to talk to the nerds, right? They didn't want to hang out with the nerds, right? That's kind of the,
Nerds are the smart ones.
Yeah. But no, you worry about, sometimes in school, you worry about what other people are thinking. Sorry, special. You worry about what other people are thinking. We shouldn't be that way, right? We need to be true to ourselves. We need to be doing the right thing and not worrying about other people's thoughts on us. Now, was Mark an influence on Bartimaeus? Maybe. Maybe that happened. We know that it said even Bartimaeus fell into it. So that maybe Mark, maybe, or was it something Paul was afraid was going to happen? Maybe he saw it in Mark. It could have been. Now, Bartimaeus knew that you draw closer to the Lord the more you walk with him. Right? It's just logical. The more you're in the Word, you get closer to God. Right? So he could be just looking out for his little cousin, saying, you know what my cousin needs? He needs to go on this mission trip. Paul felt that he couldn't work with Mark at that time. Right? Right or wrong, it wouldn't have been good for Mark and Paul to argue during a mission trip. It just wouldn't. Right? It wouldn't be good for either one of them. So God allowed this bad argument to happen. But good came from it. So the most obvious and first thing you see is that there was going to be one mission trip. Now there's two. Right? So they could tell more people. They could talk to more people. Right? So yes, my mic probably died. Oh. Sorry. Technical difficulty. That works. I'll just keep hitting it. Does it read me right now? Maybe I'll take one out of the mic.
Oh, that works. It works. It's good. You're good.
Okay, it's blinking. It's going to die.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, let me see your mic.
I have it.
Oh. Does the mic? Does the mic work?
Yeah, the mic is working.
The
mic is working.
What?
The mic is
what? June 6th. Okay. All right. So he's in prison. Andy, you're up. Oh, no. TJ's up. Ryan's up. I guess. All right. All right. So. All right. So let's go. Just go ahead and go. If we don't have batteries, it works.
Artricus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, there are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be comfort to me.
Prove to be a comfort to me, right? Don't worry about it.
You turned it off.
No, I didn't. It's on. So, it was talking.
Hello. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
Yeah? Yes? Yeah, I turned it back on. All right. So, no, it's just dying. 2 Timothy 4, 9 through 11. This Thessalonians. sins or Galilee. You're doing good. You're doing awesome. All right, so Paul's writing during a low part of his life. You got that? Low part. He says, only Luke is with me. Only Luke was with me. All the rest of my friends, they abandoned me. They left. But he asked for a friend. Who does he ask for? Mark. He asked for Mark, right? So years before, Paul rejected Mark. Now he's calling for him as like a close friend, right? He's calling for him because he is useful to his ministry. So times have changed, right? Time changes things. Mark goes on to be a son to Peter, somebody like a son to Peter. He's credited writing the book of Mark. So one of the big four, right? The Gospels. So there's the big four, which are
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right. He plants many churches. Now, all three men become champions for the early church.